I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Mother's Day started back in the late 1800s when Julia Howe, lyricist of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, called upon all mothers to protest the senseless killing of their sons during the Civil War. She wanted to proclaim a day celebrating mothers and peace. But it wasn't until the early 1900s that the second Sunday in May was proclaimed Mother's Day by President Woodrow Wilson. Flowers are always a traditional Mother's Day gift, and this year, why not take Mom to a garden center to pick out the plants to make a special Mother's Day container together? When selecting container plants, look for a tall one such as Dracaena for the center, filler plants such as Profusion Zinnias for the middle, and cascading plants such as Calibrachoa for the edge. Mix and match colors for a stunning look, or grow all one type of flower. My mom used to love a pot filled with just geraniums. Remember, it's Mother's Day, so let her decide what looks best. There's a wide selection of plants available for full sun, so it's easy to try on different colors. For a shady area, consider impatiens, begonias, and fuchsias for flowers in part sun. Also, consider foliage annuals, such as coleus, dichondra, and polka dot plant. These plants have colorful leaves that shine all summer. I particularly like angel's wings and Rex begonias. Not only do they flower, but the leaves are colorful with unusual shapes. And don't forget edibles. Herbs such as parsley, basil, and thyme grow well in containers, or you can grow colorful lettuce, peppers, and edible flowers such as nasturtiums. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about ginger. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.